The next patient is Gail Conti. The first name, G-A-L-E. The last name, C-O-N, like in November, T like in Tango E, Conti. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2 that is most likely related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension. Diabetes mellitus. Period. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 1.3 and a fasting blood sugar of 90, a BUN of 29, and an estimated EFR of 59 mLs per minute, which is consistent with CKD 3A, comma CKD 2. Period, the microalbumin creatinine ratio has increased from 116 to 176 period, taking into consideration that the patient has several comorbidities, he's a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. We are going to start him on 10 milligrams. Once he is started to take this medication, comma, if approved, comma, he's supposed to notify us of the fact, and we will check the potassium 2 weeks later in order to prevent complications, period. Number two. The patient has lost 20 pounds. His BMI had changed from 35.4 to 32.7. His blood pressure is under control, 127 over 72. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is following the plant-based diet and he has been very meticulous in monitoring his blood sugar. The hemoglobin A1C has been reported to be 4.4%, period. Following number, the patient has a history of BPH. That has no change. He is taking tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, degenerative joint disease associated to the overweight aging process. The patient is determined to continue losing weight, which is commendable. We spent 10 minutes of the time comparing the laboratory workup and evaluating the results. In the face-to-face conversation, 17 minutes, and in the documentation in the EMR, 10 minutes.